three ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Stiff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the NBL Pocket Podcast, recording this Wednesday, 30th of November. Joseph Corr here. Andrew Kenyon is my co-host. He'll make himself known in a second. We've got some slight clerical stuff to jump onto first, and then we're going to be talking about these topics, though. We're going to be doing a shallow dive on Perth Wildcats, a deep dive on the Brisbane Bullets after they've fired James Duncan. Vickerman. We're going hard on Dean Vickerman. Some of his choices in game, the press conferences, the whole thing, and the last one is, no, that's all I've really got. Oh, Cairns. We're having a look at them. They lost to New Zealand. They beat Sydney. Are they for real? We're going to find out. Before we go any further, Patreon, if you like the show, sign up. But Andrew's got something to talk to you about.
Hello, Joe. It's great to be here today. On a Wednesday, we're a little bit later than some of the other podcasts. Because Tuesday seems to be NBL podcast release day, right?
Seems so.
But, you know, this gives us a chance to listen to everything they say, steal all the good bits, ditch all the bad bits, and but I'll tell you what we have. I can hear dogs in the background.
Yeah, that'd be me. Sorry about that.
Let me turn
the gain down here.
Is that a bit better?
I can still hear the dogs, but, you know, that's okay.
They're going mental.
It adds flavor to the podcast.
Hey, who let the dogs out?
It's a Sydney Kings podcast, dogs.
Sorry, you were saying you have something to sell to the people. Sell to the people.
I was fired up. I'm still fired up. I am going to sell you something today, listeners, that you will not be able to say no to, especially if you are in Perth or intend to be in Perth on the 29th of January, 2023. That day is the day that the Perth Wildcats play Tasmania Jack Jumpers in Tasmania. But more importantly, what we're doing, NBL Pocket Podcast, in partnership with the Sport Blokes Podcast, in partnership with Nick Tan, Wildcat Superfan, and supported by Full Court Fitness, we are having a big screen showing of that game, but also the main event will actually be a live podcast recording session with the audience there. So you get a chance to attend, watch a game, cheer along with other people who are probably Perth Wildcat supporters, given that we're hosting it in Perth, and then participate, listen to a podcast-a-thon.
And you will participate. It won't be just us talking and to an auditorium. It will be highly interactive.
Exactly. And this is the exclusive sales period for podcast listeners. Yep. We have not published or promoted this anywhere outside our podcast feeds. Mm-hmm. So and Nick, his YouTube video feed, so check that out as well. But you need to get in. You need to go to a website and buy a ticket. So you need to go to nblpocketpodcast.com/live. That will take you to our website where we are offering seats for sale for the low, low price. Joe, how much would you pay for this?
I'd honestly pay $50.
$50? Well, we're not going to charge you $50. We're only going to charge you $30.
Wow.
We're practically losing money on the deal, especially with the inflation rate as it stands at the moment. This is purely a cost recovery exercise. So if you want to be a part of this fun basketball event, come on, come along.
Do it. Be fun.
And get in quick because from now we are going to be pumping this thing. Like we've already sold a bunch of tickets. As they say, tickets selling fast. But they will be selling even faster once we start promoting it on the various social media platforms.
Once we look at the ledger and there's many unsold, we have so there's more podcast people that buy it, the less riffraff. And we don't want riffraff.
No. We want good people. And we are working hard. We think we got a couple of special guests you might like to see. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that. We've got a few irons in the fire, Joe Corr.
If there's any unemployed NBL players around, you're going to get a call. You're going to get a call. All right, let's jump into some topics. We have about 30 patrons. We have about 500 to 550 routine listeners. So let's give the 520 who just take takers. Let's give them what they want. Perth, let's do a shallow dive on this. Who did they lose? I've 36ers. I got a stat that I just couldn't ignore. We talked about the Wildcats last week. We were lament to do it again, but this is going to be shallow, very shallow.
Feet first into the pool.
Feet first. This is a dip in. The stick in, is it deep enough to dive? No, it's not. You're going to break your neck, become a quadriplegic. Not going to happen. 60 points in the paint, the Wildcats conceded to the 36ers. 60 at a 70% clip. I think Nick Tan sent me the scorecard of that. Could have been the Hoot, not sure. Inexcusable. I want to ask you this question, Andrew Canyon, and the people listening. What's this team's identity?
This team's identity is soft, soft defensive turnstile.
So soft.
Yeah,
so soft.
There is no starch in this team.
There is plain, I'll put it there, there is plain as the plain white T-shirts that the shirt cannons at RSC Arena now shooting to the stands. That's how plain they are.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad for the T-shirt cannons. Wow.
Can I ask this? John Riley, we thought he'd be a good coach. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the defensive accountability. Guys are getting blown by, scored on. They don't come out. And there's not a calibration week to week. Too nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Surely you'd think they'd get to a point where it'd just be like drag the five of you, you know, make that statement substitution and suddenly Hayes Brown gets in and Harris gets some court time. Mm-hmm. Do that kind of stuff because what's to lose?
I just don't think there's any role definition. Like Ollie Hayes Brown, bigger body, they need something out of him. He barely plays. And also the problem with me is the rotation, they've been losing all these games. The rotation hasn't changed and it's lengthy. He hasn't found what roles need to be filled and by whom.
Yeah.
I worry for really, I think he's a little bit over his head.
In watching this game as well, the other thing it was dispassionate. There was no, it seemed like the whole Wildcats team was just going through the motions. The Adelaide 36ers, they were bought in. There was, you know, lots of cheering and egging on and they seemed desirous to play well. And the Wildcats just seemed to be like, he's gotten past me. Oh, well, no help defense. Oh, well, let's just pick the ball. Let's go down the other end and see if we can get a basket.
Canyon, you've said it. I've got it written right here. They're content with mediocrity. And that's not just on the floor, it's off it. They're not going to move on Manic, who they could improve upon. Mm-hmm. And now the staff at the Wildcats are doubling down at SEN. They're busy with Melbourne work rather than Wildcat work. So it's just a bad situation. I've been most unimpressed with Travers and Blanchfield. Travers in particular. Got older, guy got drafted. He's playing worse than he was 3 years ago.
Yep.
Less impactfully, less effective.
Would you draft Travers now based on what you're seeing? Like if this was his draft year?
Last year he was just as sort of scattered. I think he's got great physical traits. So I would draft him on the strength of those. He can kind of shoot it, long, rangy, can run. The body's good. So attitude seems – the problem is he seems willing to do the right thing. Under Gleason, what did he do? Rebound really hard, defended his position, ran the floor, got dunks.
Yep.
Now he's sort of doing this wishy-washy, I don't know, has management said, hey, we want to cultivate him for this NBA and, you know, let him expand his game at the expense of wins? I'm not sure, but it shows and I don't like it. They're second last in defensive rating, last in rebounding percentage. I just want to highlight this as well.
Yep.
There's a bit of a trend in the NBA at the minute. I don't like to compare the NBL to the NBA, but I will say the top teams that have sort of really surprised had surprise success in the NBA, the Utah Jazz, probably most amongst them, have seen their offensive rebound rate or percentage really increase anywhere from 5 to 10%. It's had a huge win. The Wildcats have seen the direct opposite of that. Now, I don't really have the NBL data to support it, but the Wildcats' offensive rebound percentage has gone from 28% under Gleason to 20% this season. And honestly, that's boosted by a couple of good games because in the recent past, it's probably lower than that. They're not getting any extra possessions. Their turnover rate is low. I will admit that, but it's because they jack up more shots. It's kind of, you don't turn it over when you're just getting a missed foul field goal attempt. I don't like the way this team plays. It's a shallow dive. Do we have anything else to add?
No, they're really bad.
And top six.
They've got the one last thing I'll say is they've got zero rim protection as well. Zero. Thomas just is no defensive threat whatsoever. None. Guys are just laughing as they attack the rim.
Yeah, totally. So, last question, and I just want a yes or no. We'll both give one. Are they going to make the top six?
No.
Oh, I agree. I can't believe top six. They're not one of the six. They're not the. Anyway, I said yes or no. I say no, so do you. Let's jump on. Do you want to talk about Cairns or do you want to talk about Dean Vickerman?
I want to talk about Cairns.
Let's do it.
Cairns. Cairns. I always have a hard time saying that word.
It is. It's hard to look on paper and pronounce it. I know they won against the Kings just recently in that close game, but I've still got written on my page, did we see a fatal flaw in the Taipans when they played the Breakers?
Sorry, Joe, breaking news. Not seriously? Breaking news. I need to revert. I need to rewind the tape. Scratch tape. I had a line for the Wildcats that I didn't use, and I must use it.
This is pathetic. But go, you got to do it. I do the same thing.
Okay. I decided after the game, and I messaged this to a couple of my old basketball buddies. I said, I'm going to call the Wildcats from now on the Wildcats because they've got no D. Right?
Wild.
Wildcats. Okay. Yeah, now everybody's saying, we rewound the tape for that. Good one, Andrew. But then my mate Shane came back with an even better one.
Okay.
He said, don't call them the Wildcats. Call them the Isle Cats because they got no D or no W's.
That's not bad.
So that's not bad. I wanted to get that in. I almost forgot. I checked the notes, saw it there. So, yep. Thank you.
Let's fast forward. We're back. Cairns Taipans, fatal flaw. They beat Sydney, but I look more to that New Zealand game. They got twisted out of shape terribly. Fatal flaw or not?
Not a fatal flaw, just a bad game. And New Zealand are really good.
They are tough.
They're really, and they've got a bit of everything. They've got weaponry from the outside. They got Pardon, who is just your old school meat and potato man. And they all seem to be bought in on the same page. There's no shame in losing to New Zealand Breakers. What a turnaround from them, by the way. But yeah.
Yeah, I do see a fatal flaw. I do. Okay. Ho got bullied, 1 of 9 from the outside, but this is the big one. Cairns averaged 34 three-point attempts. They only got up 25, of which they only made 7. New Zealand just have an ability to run them off the line. And I think if teams were being practical and honest with themselves, it's a blueprint that's now out there. If we can see it and we're minnows of this thing, yep. I think other teams can as well. I did see a fatal is probably too strong a word, but I saw a flaw, kind of quite a serious one that Sydney weren't able to take advantage of for whatever reason. New Zealand, though, we got to commend them.
Yep.
They do 3 things really well. Their imports in this particular game scored 67% of their score and grabbed 52% of the rebounds.
Role definition.
Role definition.
If you're American, you get to do everything.
Bang. And just those are crazy. So 3 guys on a team of 10 just dominating. Secondly, they're third in true rebounding percentage, and that's third by a whisker. This team rebounds really well, both ends.
Yep.
And then they have a league best defensive rating. And then the second slowest pace. This is Perth of the past. This is Tasmania of last season. This is the winning formula in the NBL. And they've got better imports than Tasmania did last year. So they look really good. Would Modi Mayor be your coach of the year, power ranking number 1, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, just ahead of James Duncan. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
We were going to talk about Vickman. Let's go to James Duncan.
I've got more Cairns. Isn't this a deep dive on Cairns Taipans, or is it just a little touch on Cairns Taipans?
Do it. Oh, yeah,
I'm getting myself confused about who we're deep diving and who we're not.
Sorry.
Chuck. Gosh, I'm punchy today. Tajir McCall, right? Where does he fit on this Cairns Taipans team? Because I love him as a culture guy. I feel like he's really sort of the engine room of the team and kind of setting the tone for the team. But when he comes onto the court, it looks like they lose a bit. He's trying to find his place in this team. You know, missed the first handful of games because of injury. Just feel like it gets a bit clunky when he's on the court.
He does
some good individual stuff, don't get me wrong, but it just the teamwork seems to fall apart.
Wow, it's funny. I mean, to me, their style is go real fast, play with super confidence, shoot a lot of threes, and get at the basket. Tajir McCall can get at the basket, but they do love a real 5-out. Everyone can kind of shoot it, with the exception of Pinder, who attacks the rim so strong it doesn't matter. He doesn't really fit into that, and I think there's a little bit of crossover with him and Pinder. We can't really play them together so well. I haven't seen a fatal flaw in that sense with McCall, but I think if they were recruiting again, they'd look at someone who can do a bit more from the perimeter, from the outside, shoot it as well.
Yeah. But I think he provides so many intangibles. I'm not saying they should get rid of him.
No, neither.
Way, shape, or form. I think he's really good for this team. It's just they need to figure it out a little bit more. And can we just also, while we're talking Cairns, I've just got so much to say about Cairns because they're so much fun.
Do it.
Keanu Pinder is – now, everybody's talking about Cooks for MVP, but Keanu Pinder handled Cooks relatively well.
Yeah.
And then Cooks was fouled out and Pinder absolutely took over. Where do you put those two guys? You know, like a lot of heat, you know, talk about Cooks should be in the NBA. They're basically the same guy now. Neither of them can shoot from 3-point land.
No.
But so which one do you pick?
I take Cooks. I think Cooks is a better player.
Yep.
Just better defender, slightly bigger, longer body. And a little bit more animal. I mean, Cooks is real aggressive and I like it. Really aggressive. And he's come off injury now. So this was his first game back out of injury or second?
Yeah, his first.
So I wasn't at all surprised to see him fractionally struggle. I will say that confidence. I mean, Pinder's playing with crazy confidence. And be interesting to see where he goes next year, what he does.
Because
he's got the choice of anywhere.
I hope really he stays at Cairns.
I hope so, but they won't be able to afford him. That's good. Adam Ford. So when we said Coach of the Year candidates, we didn't say neither of us said Adam Ford. Why not?
He's right up there. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, totally. He'd be
right up there.
But he's not first.
But I just think that the Modi has transformed that team. They're, like New Zealand last 2 years have been a joke. Now, they've been away from home, but the beginning of this year, they've been away from home just as much anyway.
Yeah.
And I just think the way that he has transformed the style, I feel like Dan Shamir ran a tight ship, right? And Modi was kind of like the hype guy on the sides, trying to keep everybody engaged and bought in. I don't think there's a lot of love for Dan Shamir.
I don't know. I disagree. I'm going to be honest. I think this was a commercially calculated move by the Breakers. I think they laid fallow the last 2 years, getting the next star dollar. Not really bringing in the best imports in the world. I mean, if New Zealand can afford silver, he can't be too expensive. And they just sort of knew, oh, we're heading into tight times. Let's improve our bottom line. Let's lower our spend. And it showed. And they fooled us along the way. Delaney, they kind of thought, he got a big option in Europe and he took it, I think. But maybe they went, we can fill that position in a different way.
Yep.
I know. I think Shamir just was, he was caretaker coach.
Okay.
And ticked the boxes as best he could in what they knew was going to be really lean times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but back on Coach of the Year, I thought Modi was basically a crazy hype guy. I didn't know if there was a lot of substance behind that. But transitioning from an assistant coach where you're kind of everybody's best friend to a head coach where you're demanding accountability.
He will drag guys. They're looking a little slower. Out they come. I really like the way his rotations flow.
And he's making Cam Glidden look almost reasonable. So look.
Ouch.
That is the final. If you're gonna separate these two coaches, he's transformed Cam Glidden. So that's the winning vote right there.
I'm gonna say why I like Modi more than Ford. I think Ford, if this is really esoteric and zoomed in, but Ford, I think his ability to instill confidence, 10 out of 10, brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His style of play, very unintrusive. Yeah. Get up and run. You're open, shoot it. And that, but at a point there needs to be a technical element. And I think Moody Mayor's got that. And that's why we saw the result we did against them. I thought that this was an orchestrated win from New Zealand. They scouted a team. They went, we're playing the Cairns Taipans. We're not playing our style. We're not playing comp. We're going at them. And I thought they pulled them apart. And if there's a series in the playoffs, I actually think it'll be a sweep for that reason.
Wow. All right.
There you go. Sorry, Adam Ford.
We might just get that matchup. So watch this space.
I think that's very, very likely. Happy to move on.
Yes.
Let's go to a coach who I don't think he's going to win Coach of the Year, but for a couple of reasons. One, he wasn't great. And two, he's been sacked. He's not eligible. So that makes it impossible to win the award. James Duncan, Brisbane, they've parted ways.
Yep.
Yikes. What's your take on this? I'm in Brisbane.
I don't like to say I told you so, but Joe, I told you so. Back when we did our odds.
Didn't you have this team finishing second on the ladder?
Well, that was a long time ago. So that's in the deep distant past. We don't talk about that anymore.
You bought the BS hook, line, sinker.
I did indeed. I sure did. But then, I'll ask you this question. Change your mind. I've done a homicide.
You're allowed to do that. But also when the facts change, your opinion should
change.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right. That's a sign of an intelligent man, right?
Can I ask you though? You had them highly.
Yes.
Do you think you misread the team, bought into the hype, or is this a situation where I never thought their roster was genuinely good. I thought it was. Well, that's not true. If they were all super healthy, this would be a good roster. But I just knew that they weren't. I knew the reality of who these players were. Johnson, older NBA star, we've seen it. Kadee, older. Sobey, already hurt. Baines, nursing an injury, using the NBL as rehab. I can see it on paper. But people are, Baines is going to come in and average 50 or dominate. No, he's not. He's going to rehab his leg. He's going to spend more time in sandals than shoes. And this is exactly what's happened. So I've answered my own question, but did you think you bought the hype and this is a genuinely good roster and Duncan has underperformed?
Well, I did buy the hype to an extent, okay? And I thought their front line would be super dominant, not just because of Baines, but also because of DJ Mitch.
I can't believe it. All right, you tell the people. You tell them what happened.
All right, we're back. We're on Zoom. This is now going to be an anti-ad for Zencastr. If you're thinking about using Zencastr, don't.
Do not.
My goodness. We just recorded the second half of an excellent episode. The first half went like gravy. Then it dropped out halfway through. Zencastr just died. We noticed, which was good.
Mm.
So we connected in again. We started recording. Did another 20, 25 minutes of awesome content.
Probably the best we've ever. I mean, why not? I think it was some of the best.
It was hilarious.
But naught we had. Duncan, we had his record. We had him jumping in defensive rating. We had turnover talk. Now we just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Lost the locker room. We had rumor.
Yeah. And then we switched on to Vickerman. Because the Vickerman conversation got lost as well, right?
Yeah, Vickerman's gone. Vickerman's lost. We poked a lot. I poked a lot of fun at Aaron Baines. Looked at his numbers, what they are, what they should be. So they're getting 10 field goal attempts per game. Are they going to go up?
Yep. Yeah.
Vickerman, though, we had Tucker does that massive dunk.
We lost all that too?
We lost all that. So,
oh, man.
We're talking about how Tasmania beat Melbourne and how Roth is just owning Vickerman and Vickerman's throwing people under the bus. We made a joke about how Melbourne imports should be called speed bumps. They're thrown under the bus so much.
Yeah.
We laughed. We threw our head back with joy.
We've done the crying. We've done, after we realized Vickerman, the record didn't work.
Tucker does the dunk. He comes out 2.5 minutes. They go scoreless. Lockie Barker comes in. Negative plus minus. Turns it up.
I talked about Milton Doyle and how impressive he was finishing that game with those shots off the backboard.
We again poked fun at Isaac White, Duck and Tucker for the offensive rebound. We were insightful. We informed. We entertained. We laughed. We cried. We cried and laughed in spite of ourselves. And all of it's lost.
And now all we've got is this recount crap of a recording.
We can't be bothered going.
And we're
going
to have to glue these audio files together. So now we've got to do editing.
You've got to send me this video file. And we went through the round of the game next round.
Oh, that's right.
Nine.
We disagreed on what was the game of the round.
I said Breakers Phoenix. You said Sydney Adelaide.
Sydney Adelaide. And we talked about why. It's like Adelaide trying to establish themselves and Sydney coming off a 17-game road win streak reestablish.
This second half was so good that people listening, the 500 some who listen without being a patron, would have at least 100 of them would have signed up. It was that entertaining.
At least.
So we've lost cash money on this one. But what's the moral of the story?
Buy a $30 ticket to NBL Podcast Live so that you don't have to worry about technical difficulties destroying a show.
Just come straight into your face that way. Yeah. Just directly, unprotected, straight into your face.
Wow. I hope this Zoom's recording properly. It says it's recording.
Oh, if it's not, that would just sum everything up. I'm looking at my notes here. I just can't be bothered with it all. XRM?
We talk so much about him.
We pumped, we dumped.
Mm.
We came, we went.
It was cuck talk.
It was cuck. There was a lot of cuck talk. People love that. Anyway, that's that. Well, but we'll be back next week.
This has been the NBL Pocket Podcast.
Do it.
Coming to you. Like on a second requirement, I was going to say live. We're not live. Well, we are live. This won't be live. I'm cooked, mate.
Just end it. Credits.